Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says there are lots of good improvising clarinet players all over the planet nowadays, working in jazz and out of it. There have been records by clarinet trios, quartets, and larger ensembles, but Kevin says a new clarinet trio record stands out for what it does and doesn't do.
Chris Speed and Oscar Noriega on clarinets, and Anthony Burr on bass clarinet, from their album, The Clarinets. Together, the trio encompass a wide stylistic background. Chris Speed has been in umpteen jazzy, rocky, Balkan-style, and in-betweeny bands in New York, but began by studying classical clarinet. Like Speed, Oscar Noriega is a busy Brooklyn improviser, but he started out in a Mexican band with his brothers back home in Tucson, and he now plays in a hip downtown group that does Charles Ives covers. He switches here between clarinet and bass clarinet, so sometimes we get two low horns deployed against a high one. Australia-born bass clarinetist Anthony Burr has played complex chamber music by the likes of Richard Barrett, whose pieces are informed by the sounds modern improvisers make. Borders between genres get trampled all the time, but this trio shows how the sounds of painstakingly composed and spontaneously improvised musics grow closer together. There's so much attentive interaction, and so many pieces develop one specific idea, these improvisations seem to spring from one mind. The improvised music on the clarinets, which is on the new Skirl label, is often notable for what it isn't. It's not sweet and lyrical and swingy in a jazz clarinet kind of way. There are no melodies or pretty harmonies to speak of. It's more about texture and slowly unspooling lines that may spread from one instrument to another. The trio mostly stick together. They revel in the interference pattern set up when all three horns converge on a narrow range of pitches. That glacial pace is typical of much of this music, at times so slow it's spooky. That does give the clarinetists time to make minute adjustments in a long note's timbre or pitch. The result may sound less like woodwinds than electronic music or feedback or running a wet finger around the rim of a glass. The lack of vibrato, that human twitch, can play tricks on your ears. The CD, The Clarinets, is austere and devoid of frills, right down to its cover, which sports a barely readable font you could mistake for a new alphabet. The oversized format makes the sleeve stand out in a literal way. The cover's even too cool to list the titles. For their part, the players bypass useful strategies improvisers have developed to keep the music flowing. Each avoids the temptation to break out on his own, to disrupt an established pattern, or trigger a fresh episode, or just take a solo for the hell of it. The amazing thing isn't just that they trust each other not to blink. The amazing thing is, nobody blinks.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed The Clarinets by The Clarinet Trio.